it's one of those stories I'll be telling other people's grandchildren for the rest of my life. Yeah, they were having it was the 1980 GOP convention. And we were, you know, under a mile east of downtown, the whole, you know, convention center, the Rensen and Greektown and whatnot. And there was Robert Fripp and the League of Gentlemen show at, I think it was at Harpo's. And I had just, we had just hooked up and made friends with Larissa and her friends. And I, went to that Fripp thing with them, and we all dropped a bunch of mescaline and came back, and like 3 a.m. and we're tripping balls and just kind of hanging out the windows, looking out on Jefferson, and see guys with suits just kind of canvassing the area, you know, like white dudes in suits talking into their lapels. We started yelling, "Welcome GOP!" And yeah, they looked up and just kind of walked away. And the next day, Davis was he had a Doberman named Cleopatra that he was walking. He would send her out on the roof of the adjacent building to run around and take a dump. And so he's out there having his coffee, you know, watching the dog. And there was a skylight that another dude from a suit like appeared out of the skylight and just, you know, started peering around. And Davis, you know, kind of morning. And the guy just went back inside. And later that day, I was at work and got a call that the landlord had come by and just, you know, evicted us, just accused us of running a whorehouse, and we had to leave immediately. And we were too naive to realize that that was completely illegal and we could have fought it. So we just packed up and left. But I mean, there's no way that just spontaneously happened without any, you know, Secret Service guys talking to the landlord. Yeah, yeah, you know, or like saying wise guy shit to to the Secret Service. Didn't go over great.